Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about some weird dreams that I have. When you take hallucinogenic mushrooms and you lick some toads, you have some really fucked up dreams. Also, I started hosting an Airbnb, and I got some really weird people that want to live in my house. Airbnb is like an app on the phone. It's basically like a hotel, but you can do it yourself. So yeah, I got some stories for that. Let's get into it. Hey all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. Hey, do me a favor, if you're enjoying listening to me ramble, share this on your favorite social media with your friends. Also, if you feel like throwing a buck at me, go over to Anchor FM. You can donate $1 a month to help support the podcast, or there's a link at Anchor to buy a t-shirt. I made some funny t-shirts, check them out. Maybe buy one, help me out. Anyway, thanks. I really appreciate it. Okay, for this week, I've got a couple different things I want to talk about. Starting off with weird dreams, right? I had a really weird dream the other night, and I thought I'd share it. And, you know, if you guys have any weird dreams, you know, feel free to reply with the... you can message me on the app. Some of the weird dreams I had. I had one where... I was walking up to the White House, and I was just all by myself. You know, normally you'd get shot for walking on the lawn, but in this dream, I'm walking up, I go into the White House, and I meet the Obamas. Michelle and Barack Obama are still in office, and I introduce myself, and they're like, nice to meet you, and then Michelle hands me a baby. She's like, here, meet our baby. But the baby is, it has blonde curly hair, and it's a white pudgy baby, blue eyes. And I'm like, huh, I don't think that's your baby. And they're like, oh no, it's our baby. Here, hold it. And so I take the baby, and I'm looking at it, and it's looking at me, and then it starts to like violently shake, and then it starts throwing up. Like projectile vomit into my face. And I remember in the dream, it was like in my eyes, and then it was starting to go like in my mouth, and I was eating baby puke. So I take the baby and I throw it across the room. And then in the dream, I start to feel myself like change. I feel like something growing on my forehead. So I walk over to a mirror and I can see like this lump on my forehead. And I like start to touch it and itch it, and then it pops open and it's an eyeball. So I grew an eyeball on my forehead, and I look around for something. Like, I gotta get rid of it because it feels evil. And I find a needle, and I take this needle and I stab myself in the forehead with a needle, and then I inject whatever fluid is in the needle, and the eyeball closes. And then, so yeah, that was, and then I woke up and I was like, what the fuck, right? So that was definitely one of the weirder dreams I've had. The other night I had a dream where, it was like the movie Inception, where you keep on waking up, but you're in a dream. So I was in this dream and I thought that I was at work, and, I spilled paint or something on my arms, and I tried to wash it off, and no matter how hard I was washing, it wouldn't come off. And so, I started to scrub so hard that my arm was coming off. So I washed my arm off and I panicked and I went into the locker room. And then from there, I was like asleep. I fell asleep on the bench, and then I started to get raped by a ghost. I don't know. So I remember like this ghost was like feeling me up, and it was trying to get busy, like in Scary Movie almost. And then so I took off running out of there. And then I thought I woke up, and I was like, I woke up. And I'm like, oh, is that it? Is the dream over? And then I asked somebody, I said, is this a dream? And they were like, nope, you're awake. And then I woke up a second time, and I was like, ah. And it happened like 8 times where I kept waking up inside the dream itself. So I don't know what the fuck I had. Well, I know what I ate. It was like a lot of fatty, like cheese sticks and greasy food, and then alcohol. Alcohol will fuck you up every time. But yeah, I had some pretty fucking crazy dreams this weekend. So yeah, share with me your crazy dreams. Hey, next up on the podcast, I'd talk about Airbnb. So I started an Airbnb after going to multiple Airbnbs on vacation. If you don't know what Airbnb is, it's an application you can download to your phone that allows you to stay in someone's house or guest house. It almost acts like a hotel. And it's between two people. So the hosting person, you know, owns the property or rents the property out. And then it's like a either apartment or a house or a spare bedroom or any kind of place that has like a bed and, you know, common amenities that a hotel would. And then the guest person also has a profile. So you have two profiles, a host profile and a guest profile. And it works by Airbnb's the middleman, and they charge like a 3% fee, and it's basically like advertisement. And then you rate each other. So the guest rates the host, and the host rates the guest based on things like, you know, if you're good, clean, you follow the rules, yada yada. And so yeah, it works out pretty nice for if you're trying to find a place and you don't want to stay in a hotel as a guest, you know, you rent an Airbnb. I've had several good stays, you know, clean homes, you know, and they're in decent neighborhoods, and it's cheaper than a hotel. So a hotel's $100 a night, Airbnb's $50 a night. So it saves you money that way, and it's usually nicer. And then as a host, you know, you can make money. So I recently started hosting my guest bedroom in my house. And I've had several people come just over the weekend and stay. And so, yeah, I'm going to talk about that for a second. So, yeah, last weekend I had a guy come over. He was from Illinois, and he has a kid in Denver, a firefighter. And he was just passing through and needed a place to stay for a night because the drive was too long. I met him. He seemed like a super nice guy. He stayed the weekend. I left the house, and then so when I came back, I was looking around to see, you know, how the house looked, and I saw, you know, I only have one guest bed, so I say, you know, one person at a time. And so I was looking at the couch, and I was like, huh, two butt prints on the couch. So I'm like, huh, he must have brought a guest back home. And so I go into the guest bedroom. And he's got the laundry sheets and everything from the bed all folded up. I'm like, yeah. So I kind of unfold it and look at it, and there's lipstick all over the all over the sheets. I'm like, okay, so he brought a girl back. So I'm running a goddamn brothel, right? I'm like, you can just call me madam. Because, yeah, got some action going on in the house. And I was like, I need to put cameras up so I can catch it on camera. No, but that way I can monitor who's coming and going. And there's an extra fee for you know, if you have extra guests come in. So, yeah, that's kind of funny. So the latest guest, I had somebody book for a whole week. And, you know, you, as the host, you can approve or deny people. They have, like, a profile. And if they were rated by other hosts highly, you can generally assume that they're going to be safe. But, you know, you can say no if they look like they've been, you know, troublesome. So this guy, his picture looked decent. He's a foreign exchange student from Sweden. And he looks like he's darker complected, so he looks like he's Indian. And his name was like Amarahalahaha. So yeah, he's definitely foreign. And you know, I accepted it, and he's staying with me for a week. So he flies in, and he takes the cab. Well, first he's like, hey, can you come pick me up from the airport? I said, no, man, I'm busy, right? I'm working. You're gonna have to find your own ride. So he shows up to the house. And, you know, he's like, well, I couldn't get a ride because I only have cash and no Ubers take cash. No, nothing takes cash. I'm like, oh, sorry, that sucks. Well, you got here though. And so I'm talking to him, and, you know, he's like, well, I'm from Afghanistan. And I said, well, I thought your profile said you're from Sweden. And he's like, oh no, that's my brother. I'm like, oh, so you're using a different profile than you're supposed to be. So he's like, that's my brother, and I'm from Afghanistan. I'm from the capital, Kabul or whatever. And I'm like, so I'm like, oh, great. This guy's a Afghanistan terrorist coming over here. Well, I'm accomplice to terrorism now. So, first couple things he asked me is, he's like, will you be out of house? So I say, yeah, I'm going to be out of the house, you know, for work. And he's like, I will have the house all alone. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you'll be by yourself. And, you know, judging him physically, right, he's a tiny, tiny man. He's like 5'1", 100 pounds. So he doesn't look like he's a physical threat. But he tells me, he's like, I'm a software engineer and I do computer programming. Like, I write JavaScript. He's like, he's going to hack my fucking shit and drain my bank account. So I cut all my Wi-Fi stuff from my laptop and my cell phone, and I take that off of the off the connection. But then getting to talk to him, he's like, he's very afraid, he's very scared, he's timid. It almost reminds me of like a deer in the headlights, right? He's got the big eyes and he's like really shaky, really jittery. So, like, it's okay, man. And he keeps asking me, like, how safe is the neighborhood? So I guess back home, he must have been, like, under constant attack, I suppose, right? Because it's, like, Afghanistan. If they were having the war, right, he'd be terrified. So I'm like, no, you're okay here. It's okay to go outside. And so, yeah, he was, like, he was afraid for me to leave. So he asked me Saturday, I was supposed to go over to the girlfriend's house and, you know, hang out with her for the weekend. And so he asked me, he's like, will you stay home? Can you and her come here? Like, no, man, I'm going to leave. You'll be by yourself. You'll be fine. Like, it's okay. The other thing was, like, his cell phone wasn't working because it's international phone. So he needed a new SIM card, to get his phone to work. And so I drove him around town and I kind of showed him, like, well, here's the public library. You have access to the internet, computers here. He wanted to use my laptop. He's like, can I use your laptop? I said, no, you can't. You're not using my laptop. Going to hack into my stuff and fucking steal my identity. Like, no, can't have that. Here's the library. You can access the internet online with their computer system. And then I showed him where some shops, some food was at to buy groceries. So, yeah, he doesn't really eat a whole lot, and he didn't know how the refrigerator worked, so he put everything in the freezer, like canned goods and, like tomato paste. He put it all in so everything froze, and then he was like, oh, what the happen? So, like, yeah, you put it in the freezer. And so I showed him where the groceries were at. He bought some groceries, and then I showed him where the cell phone store was at, the Cricket. Wireless, so he can go in, he can get a phone and get that squared away, and where to walk. So yeah, I this weekend he was all by himself. So when I came home Sunday, he was like so happy to see me. He was like a little puppy. He was like, oh my god, I'm so happy you're here, Mr. Chris, sir. So he followed me around for like 3 hours. I mean, he's super nice, super sweet guy, but I just think he hasn't been away from his family. So he's like very lonely. He really misses his family. And, he almost needs that comfort of like that support of, family to like hold his hand through everything. So I'm like, well, you know, kind of pushing him like, hey, you're going to be on your own when you go to school. Like, so he's over here to go to school. And when you go to school, you're going to be on your own and you're going to need to, right, spread your wings and fly there, little chicken. So, yeah, we'll see. I did have my patience tested last night because he was like, I've never driven a car before. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll let you drive the truck. Let's see. You can't tear it up any worse than my kids. So, like, yeah, sure. And, oh, wow, you know, he's like his mid-20s. So he's had a decent amount of life experience, but I suppose back home they don't have vehicles. And so he's like, well, we do drive on the left side. I'm like, yeah, in Europe and stuff, you do drive on the left side of the road. But over here, it's the right side. And so he just couldn't figure out how to turn. He kept almost running into things. He couldn't park straight. It was a mess, and I had to keep reaching over and turn the steering wheel for him. And then, yeah, so I'm trying to be helpful and teach him to drive and stuff, and it just makes me laugh how he's totally lost. But yeah, we'll see how the rest of the week goes. And yeah, I'll keep everybody up to date next week's podcast.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, go ahead and give me a rating. You know I'm worth those 5 stars. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the hell are you doing? You know I need some pee-pee touches. Also, I like it when people run around topless. I like to see boobs, especially man boobs. But I am selling t-shirts and beer mugs. So check those out at chrisbassettcreator-spring.com. Link in the description, because I'm drunk, I can't speak. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit the support button down below. You can give me 99 cents a month. That way I can buy my Adderall. I mean, ADHD medicine. I mean, cough syrup. I mean, methamphetamines. Wait a minute. Later, masturbators.